Welcome to Radio Free Will. This is a podcast for sovereignty. I'm recording this. I know it's been a little while since I've done a podcast. Hopefully that won't continue. Hopefully in 2024 I'll be able to make more podcasts. But I wanted to give some news to everybody who's been following the podcast. Michelle Mockers has 2 weeks before his 101st birthday has passed away. Those of you who have been following the podcast are familiar with Michelle. I was lucky enough to have started the podcast with Michelle, who did a whole series of recordings with me through the last couple of years. And I feel blessed. I feel blessed that I have met Michelle, spent a lot of time with him. He's certainly a Renaissance man. So I'm recording this on December 16th, a beautiful December day. And hopefully we'll upload this on the 17th, which would have been his 101st birthday. Michelle certainly led a very interesting life. He was the last, probably the last person living who was part of the French resistance against the Nazis in World War II. He wrote a book about that called René's War, which if people can find that on Amazon if they want. Got his schooling in a monastery in France. He was a playwright, an author, filmmaker, an artist. His artwork still is, incredible works of art. And Michelle discussed a lot of that stuff on our podcast together. He spoke about a lot of stuff. Mostly, he wanted to see change in the world. And I get a lot of inspiration from him. He wanted to see the world into a more just place. He was always dropping me off books about his philosophy on how to make the world a better place. His main one was Planet Manifesto, which he described how the world should be run, what the economic system should be like, what a just system should be like. He hated war, even though he served in the French Resistance. I think that made him very bitter to what war was. He actually saw the horrors of war. And the military war machine he couldn't stand. The economic system, he did not like. And that's where I get a lot of my inspiration from, is with his writings and my conversations with him. Truly a Renaissance man. My heart goes out to his family, and especially Anne, his partner. It's really a devastating loss, and everybody who knew him loved him. He was so full of life and so full of vim and vigor, and he is just a joy to be around. I was fortunate enough to meet him. I was running a community television station in New Jersey, and Michelle came in and asked if he could make some programs. I said, sure, that would be great. And I got to make a whole bunch of them with him. They're funny. They make you think. Some of the titles that he did was Another Cup of Coffee, Nagasaki, My Love, American Gothic, and Planet Manifesto, which we worked on for a long time, taking his written words and turning them into some kind of video. They're very cute, very funny. He loved it when you could animate his drawings into something, and that's what we did. You should be able to find, if you're interested in watching some of the videos, you could probably find them on YouTube. Search Michelle Mockers. They should pop up. If you don't find them, you can find them on Vimeo. And certainly remember to check out some of the conversations or early shows of Radio Free Will, where you can just listen to them and feel what a unique person Michelle was. He's going to be missed by me, and certainly everybody who's known him. Where it seems to be, we are just about to enter into 2024. Now, I know through Michelle's years, imagine the changes that a 100-year-old man must have witnessed in his time. And right now it seems to be that we're witnessing a lot of changes too. Like he had to fight the Nazis, we might have to fight whatever power is out there that is seeming to want to control all of humanity. I'm not exactly sure what their plans are, but I know they got plans. I know they want to change the monetary system, which Michelle had come up with plans on how to change the monetary system. He talks about it in one of the podcasts that we did. But the main thing he wanted, and I took away from it, was that if you do change the monetary system, you want to make sure that everybody starts off on an equal footing. So that means if you change the monetary system, all the people that have benefited, greatly benefited, from the current monetary system need to give up what they got. Everybody starts off equal. I could be into that. I think it only seems fair. But what 2024 is going to bring us, seems like there'll be a lot of changes. Humanity has never stopped war. It always seems to keep continuing, and it never seems to benefit the people. It only seems to benefit the people at the top. Currently, God knows how many wars are going on right now in the world. But it does seem that we are at a turning point for mankind. And we want to make sure that we turn in the right direction. We turn to a more just, a more healthful, fruitful world where everybody benefits. How that is going to take shape, hopefully we can discuss that on Radio Free Will. I can give my thoughts, but people need to chime in too. People who want to see a better world. I just hope that we end up in a better place over the course of the next couple years. Without these people in charge screwing everything up. But my faith in that, actually, I don't have much faith in that. I think they are going to screw things up. And the more they screw things up, the more power they seem to get. But the future is unwritten. We can make this world any way that we want. So it's just going to be a short little video. I really wanted to let everybody know that Michelle had passed away. And I wanted to give my blessings to him. I'm sure he's in a much better place now. But he certainly left this world a better place too. hopefully. We can move on, all of us move on to a better place. And with that, I just want to say, people get ready. There's a train that's coming. Be prepared.